Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Egyptian Offering. This is a tale as old as time. So many stories have been told of different experiences, moments, fractured and reappearing in the timeline. Some are lucky enough to encounter places where it happens again, while others are chosen, knowing their destiny, their purpose. This is a story of one of those times, and a story of you, for if you are lucky, you may experience it as if you were there yourself. Close your eyes. Relax. Let yourself be enveloped by the story. Perhaps it is the heat of the sun that you notice first. A vivid, strong sun, burning almost with its intensity, every part of you that is not hiding in the shadow would be touched by it. Maybe it is the dryness of the air, every breath burning a little bit, the sand beneath your feet reflecting the sun in all its intensity, paled by years upon years of sun, wind, and time. Maybe it is the very light scent in the air, dust, dry plants, and here and there a hint of life. You're lucky on your journey, your travels, finding something that you may even have dreamed about, purely by accident, or perhaps by design. You find symbols, a wall carved with pictures, hieroglyphs, some faded by times, but others still very much visible. Initially, your eyes wander over the shapes, marveling at the artistry, the precision, the effort that people took to carve this. And then something starts catching your eyes. Your fingers moving over the surface, brushing over shapes, indentations in the stone. They make no sense, but you keep following them, reading them, absorbing them. They're beginning to make sense as they describe fields with grain, irrigation by hand, made of clay, carried over and over again. Long days of hard work, taking care of the fields. The sand beneath your feet wet, muddy. Your hands calloused from long days of important work. the sun above you familiar yet different. You hear sounds around you, others working in the field. Further away, craftsmen working. Animals being guided to where they belong. You can hear construction work in the distance and see all the crude tools that they are using. There is a pride in your work, for you are a servant. Someone comes running, calling upon your name. The sounds are unfamiliar, yet somehow you know you understand them. You respond in kind, saying that you will immediately follow them. You put down what you are doing and go to where you're asked to go, to the chamber of the priests. You have been chosen as a servant for a long time, a role that was important, impressed upon you. It is a privilege, a duty, something that has made you and your family proud. The priests welcome you, calling upon you to stand. You notice them lighting incense, something they do not do often here, for the type of incense they use is expensive, treasured. They walk around you and begin chanting in a language you do not understand. The words sound unfamiliar, and there's a rhythm. A beat. Your body is slowly pulsing in it, following it, unaware of the little movements that you're making. You're being prepared, guided. The priests continue their chanting, singing, moving all around you, oils applied to your skin, scented, flowers, treasured and rare, and then they send you into. It was a place where people were not allowed to go unless they were permitted. One of the pyramids, older than the others. First, you had to make your way up a little, and then there was a long, long stairwell down. The steps were large, but you were patient, diligent. Even though the priests stayed at the entrance, you could still hear their chanting in your mind. Even though you'd never been here before, you knew exactly where to go. The inside felt familiar, yet strange, new. Every step in these stone halls was soft, respectful, careful. There was no fear. This was your duty, why you were chosen, a special privilege for the few. You didn't know what was going to happen. It was never told, never explained. But you knew that whatever would happen, you would be ready for it. Patient, open, eager. There was a feeling inside of your body, not quite the beat of your heart, but another pulse. Initially, it wasn't clear what it was, but slowly you began to recognize it. Each pulse, a little wave of pleasure, arousal. Every beat, step, pulse, pleasure. As you continue to make your way further into the pyramid, you reached a lit hall. Here, every step felt like bliss. You were so close, so ready for the destination. The flickering fire of the torches on the walls accented the heat inside of you. You could feel yourself being pulled forward. There was never a doubt that you were supposed to be here. And finally, you entered the chamber. The only place where the walls were not only covered by the hieroglyphs, painted, even gilded in places, carefully crafted with all the attention that this place deserves. And there was a person there, a being, not the pharaoh, you're sure, but human-like, timeless. The one moment you dared to look, you stared into eyes that were both hollow and filled with the universe, pits of nothingness and spirals of galaxies, drowning in the stare as you couldn't look away anymore. Your body feeling hotter with every step, feeling yourself getting more and more aroused, preparing yourself, unconsciously knowing what to do, your fingers moving to where they would do the most pleasure, your hands going back and forth, your body wanting to maximize the pleasure, the readiness, the eagerness. You were going to be offered, taken, ready. It was important, so important to do exactly as you were. Well, this was never taught exactly. Unconsciously, you knew the moves, the steps to take. You knew how it was supposed to go. Every step closer to the being, drowning deeper into those impossible eyes. You felt the heat, the craving in your body, the longing in the very depths of your being. It did not stir, it stayed, waiting for your every step, staring into your eyes. With depths, nothingness, everything. And then, as soon as you were within arm's reach, it grabbed you, pulled you off your feet, and put you on a pedestal, a table, offering, taking, enjoying. Your mind melted by the pleasure, the impossible sensations, as if every part of your body was being grabbed, touched, teased. You had no idea what the being was doing to you, how it was taking you, making you, shaping you. It moved over you. It was almost impossible to tell how heavy it was. At the same time, it felt both suffocating, as light as a feather. You could barely move your hands because of the weight of finger, because of the pressure, and yet every breath came as ready as anything. Unaware of the sounds that you were making echoing throughout the chamber, unaware of the feelings that were spiraling through your body, forced upon you, unfamiliar with the possible waves that exploded within you. And there was a heat somewhere between your eyes, a sharp pain and pleasure just above. You could feel a touch right there on your forehead, above your eyes, centered. A special symbol, a hieroglyph engraved, a third eye. The creature spoke words that sounded old, ancient, and yet they sounded like they could never be. Your brain couldn't possibly comprehend what was happening, but you felt the insight that the hieroglyph between your eyes gave you, a third eye, an ability to understand the strange symbols unconsciously. There were words that flowed into you, meanings that appeared beyond the space of words. Once offered, it can call upon you again, drawing you back to the desire, the craving this experience. And every time you gave in, it would become more powerful. The more lust you brought, the more it got offered. The space between those moments and the moments your body stumbled, tired, overwhelmed, out of the chamber, making its way through the corridors, it just faded away. There was a deep satisfaction in your body. Something big must have released. The burning between your eyes is still there. The feeling as you glance around, able to understand. The thoughts fading away as quickly as they appeared. Ahead of you, daylight. No, moonlight. How long had you been down there? Against the darkness of the pyramid, the moonlight seemed so bright. Once outside, you could feel the cool of the night. As you made your way home, you felt your fingers brushing over shapes, indentations in the stone. your hand in a different time, a different place. Deep inside where you were, you heard or felt the shifting of stones as if something is moving back there. You make your way out, back to safety, back to civilization, and brave the sand once more, feeling the hot sun even sharper now that your body was in the shade for a while, with the cool of the night. It doesn't take long to finally return to where you were before. And the story ends. Sometimes memories still awaken, while others seem more deep. One, two, slowly awaken. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And I hope you could enjoy the tale. Who knows what role you played? Have fun.